Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. I love the Lord. You love the Lord? How could we not love Him? Well, it's possible. Sometimes people get mad at Him. I've never quite understood that, but people do that, they tell me. How do you get mad at a perfect God? Now, we can be jealous of other people or something, and you know how that comes out, but that's what happens at a high school drama, isn't it? I'm sorry, but it's true. I was in high school once, believe that? Amen? Everybody was. And I was watching a video, and as you get into the devotion, I was watching a video, and I happen to like music, and I happen to like worship, not just a little bit. I like it a lot, but I was reading my Bible while it was going, but then I was drawing to it, and then the Lord just said, "Take over." And shortly after that, in that video, there was a takeover. The presence of God just took over the place. And I thought about that, and I thought about, you know, taking over. Sometimes we want to take over things. And, you know, you got to get there to do that. Well, when the Spirit of the Lord comes, we can allow it to take us over. We can enter into it and just let Him have His way. I've had opportunities in the middle of nowhere to just sense His presence, and sometimes it's a hello and sometimes it's a takeover. You know? And you know, we're supposed to resist the devil, but we're not supposed to resist God. And as I watched that, and I've watched it several times since, and I just watched as the takeover took place. I just watched as people were just all of a sudden, bang, and how it was catching. And this happens to be, I think it was Jesus' image video. But anyway, they have a giant stage. They got lots of people. They got a big band. Got all that stuff. But you know, like the singer was singing, but it seemed to me the thing that took over was there was a gal there with capes and stuff, and she just started to go and started to go. And every time she swung that cape out there, the people were just being brought and brought and brought and brought, you know. And I think I think about the presence of God. And I think about if we read the Old Testament and the New Testament, but you know, the Old Testament right now, I'm in Exodus, and in Exodus, we're just at the place where Nadab and Abihu didn't worship God right. And they were dead. Ricky and I were watching a show last night on TV, and a Native American guy was talking about how he was in one of the American prisons at this time. Is like in 1923, isn't it? Anyway, but he said he was in there every day. They would read a verse from the Bible to them. He said, "I was in there long enough to hear the whole thing two times." That's a lot of verses, so I don't know exactly where that is. But he said when their God gets mad, He burns up cities. He turns people to stone. He said, Don't burn that book. He might turn us to stone. He respected at least the power of God. But after Nadab and Abihu came two other sons of Aaron, and they didn't do it right either. And Moses went to God and he said, you know, they've just lost their brothers, and it's been quite a day. Couldn't they have a mistake? And so God changed His mind. I read that today and I thought, isn't that something? the difference it makes. But you know what God said to us today is, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the mistakes. I enjoy you. God enjoys you. He wants to enjoy you. And he wants us to enjoy him. And in this life, there are takeovers. And there we're either going to be taken over or taken in. And one day the Lord is going to have a takeover, and I thought about that, and I thought, how am I going to end? I want to be found guilty of loving the Lord. And I want to love him with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all of my might. Now, I really do. I feel extremely, extremely blessed that I have an advantage because of the fact that I love to worship. And in the presence of the Lord, we come into his presence with thanksgiving in our hearts. But I think that everyone can. I would like to think that if I wasn't a worshiper, if I wasn't a musician, if I wasn't a singer, I would like to think that I would still just enter in. And Vicki is my revival reporter. She keeps an eye on it. And that revival in Kentucky, you know, it's a situation where there were some people, and they were in the place, and apparently God came into the place, and they stayed in the place. I think that there are a lot of people. I feel like we've had many times where the presence of, I know we have. We've had times where we used to just linger around at the altar. We've had times where somebody walked in the doors and fell down. We've had time, just that wonderful presence of the Lord. And I would like to think that we have always responded to his presence. That we have desired even more of his presence. And so when they talked about that, the people were there and then they just stayed, and it was just sitting in the presence of the Lord. And I thought that we've had that, but maybe if you grow too accustomed to it, you don't just stay. You ever read your Bible and you think you're done reading your Bible and you feel like you ought to stay? Ever been, you know, just worshiping or just, I don't know, doing about anything, and he shows up and you just feel like you should stay with him? Now, you know you can stay with him no matter where you are. On my way home yesterday, I was actually Bluetooth audioing worship services, you know, and I found myself wanting to find the one that I liked the best, and I was getting parts of it, but I wasn't getting all of the parts, you know, and when I first started it, I said, now, Lord, I want to do this, but I want to stay on the road, too, you know, and so maybe that's why I couldn't find the one that I really wanted to enter into, but I wanted to enter in. I just wanted to. Nothing was wrong. I'd had a great and productive time. It was most enjoyable. I got to see my grandson. I got to see my grand dog, my daughter, and my son-in-law. Everything was just dandy, but I just wanted more. And we can have that. You see, God's always near. He's always near. And he's always wanting to take over our problems. Healed, delivered, and free. I think healed, delivered, and free will cover just about anything that we come to. And he wants to take over. He wants to take us out of those places. Israel, he took them out of Egypt. He didn't leave them there. He took them out of there. He wanted to get them out of there. And then he wanted to teach them how to stay in there with him. He wanted them to know that. And yes, some people think that it was scary the way that he wanted them to know that. But he wasn't confusing in what he said. If you will seek me, I will give you all these blessings. And if you don't, this is what you're going to run into. Because when we're out of him, when we're out of where he has us, we are out where we are subject and subjected to anything that's the opposite of free, delivered, and healed. We're out there. We raise our children and we want them to be in. And we warn them about what is out. We tell them, be careful. Wonderful testimony from our little Danica. She burned her fingers on the coffee pot. You know? I'm sure that she had heard the news that it was hot. You know? And if we've raised children, been around children, we've acknowledged that sometimes they just want to learn the hard way. And then other people will say, well, you know, they've got to learn. If they learn the hard way, they might learn it. And I say, no, I don't want to learn things the hard way. Just because we do learn things the hard way doesn't mean that we need to learn them. I love this verse. The Lord said to Moses, I will indeed do what you've asked for. For I look favorably on you, and I know you by name. How does God look at you? Doesn't he look favorably at you? He looks favorably at us. When we're at our worst, he still looks favorably at us. I say, I know sometimes he just must smile and shake his head at me, you know. He said, he is my father. He said, I'll be a father to you. And so I want to take you in, and in order to take you in, I've got to take you out. I have to take you out of your fears. If I don't take you out of your fears, you're going to be taken over by your fears. If I don't take you out, you'll be taken over. And sometimes we know what we want to be out of, and sometimes we don't know we need to be taken out of. But he gives us an opportunity to enter in, and to enter in, we're coming out. We used to say that, get in, get out, or get run over. You know, he wants to take us in. and he wants us to accept his welcome in. And in him is fullness of joy. So in order for us to enter into fullness of joy, we've got to come out of whatever we're lacking that's keeping us from joy. He said to Moses, indeed, I will do what you ask, for I look favorably on you. Come unto me, all you who are weak and heavy laden. Where is he calling us? He's calling us in somewhere. To go in somewhere, we got to come out of somewhere. Some people would maybe have a testimony and say they would do anything anything to be free, delivered, and healed. Anything. But they don't want to praise the Lord. I've told this story before about the guy that I told him he needed Jesus, and he looked at a picture on the wall. He says, "I ain't going to worship nothing." While he was worshiping vodka in a brown paper bag. But he didn't know he was in that. He just knew he had that, but he was in that. And he needed to come out of that. And it gave me great joy to find out that, excuse me, later in his life, he came out of that. Remember, we don't know that we don't know till we know that we don't know. When I knew that I needed to be saved, that was when I got saved, but I didn't know that I needed to get saved until I knew that I needed to get saved. And so when I got saved, I wanted to be all saved. I needed to come out of where I was and into where he was. That's the only way anybody gets saved, is to come out of where they were in to him. There's no gradual to it. Somebody in jail last week said, "So is salvation what I come to when I'm done with all of this that I'm in?" I said, "No, salvation is what you came to when you came to him." You're coming through. But it's when we come out. And sometimes we just have to figure out that we are. Like waking up in a strange room and trying to figure out where we are. It's like waking up tangled in your bedding and you think you're tied up. It's like there's a lot of stuff that we just have to come out of. We just get out of, you know, if you wake up from a dream and you're all tangled up in your sheets and you're still thinking that you're tied up or something, you know, and then you calm yourself and you figure out, okay, this is a dream. And all I have to do is just get out. Well, God gives us that opportunity to just get out. Free and healed and delivered and healed and free. Delivered and healed and free. Whichever way you go, it's what we want, right? And that's what he declares us. He declares us that. So that's what it is. So we come out of whatever is not delivered into delivered. We come out of whatever is not freedom into freedom. We come out of whatever is not healed into healing. We just come out. There it is. There it is. You know, I was helping my son-in-law do some work. You know, he sort of amazed me. He literally, I think, almost knew where his tools were, all of them. He would go someplace and find it. He would go to the right bucket and dig for it. And if he couldn't find it in there, he would remember where he set it down. In a lot less time than I ever do that. We have a place, a God, a promise. We've got that place where we can go all the time. If we will allow him to take over. If we will allow him. And here's the thing that worship does, that praying, that praising and that thing does, is it brings us into a familiar place with him. And he says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that familiar place that we have with him then is always there. It's not a few minutes on Sunday morning or whenever we attend a service or whenever we... It's not a few minutes on Monday morning when you read your Bible or a few minutes on Tuesday or a few minutes on Wednesday or a few minutes... He didn't put any sort of encapsulation around two things this morning that he told us. He said, don't worry about it, I enjoy it. I just capsulize that. You know, I'll just capsulize that. And then he said, free and healed and delivered. Put those two together, you've got a promised land. I'm free to worship. I'm set free to praise him. I'm free to glorify. I'm going to glorify God because I'm free, healed, and delivered. This, you know, if I'm tangled up, that's not my place. That's not my place. And I don't have to get out of the presence of God for that kind of stuff to come because the enemy is everywhere. It isn't like we wandered away when something comes against us. He's always against us. Jesus himself, you know, when he couldn't whoop on Jesus, he left until another opportunity came. And he never got it right. He's like Wile E. Coyote. You know, he keeps trying, but he ain't going to get it right. He can't get him, and he can't get you. The devil can't get you. But the truth is, when our eyes of our understanding are open, we realize that we're going to run to one or the other. So when the presence of the Lord comes and people have not really spent any time in his presence, it's new. It's new enough that they want to figure out what is going on. And it's wonderful enough that they're protective of it. They're protective of it. They're willing to share it, but they aren't going to give it away. We need to be protective of his presence in our lives. So protective of it that we have enough of it that it can and does overflow. And it's a joy. It's a joy when it does. Last Sunday, I was in Walmart, and I saw this couple. They weren't right close together. They were shopping. I saw them, had a little kid, and she was wearing a shirt that said, Live Generously, and I suppose that's something that everybody knows about, but I just think it must be a God shirt, you know? And I saw that, and I thought about them. I had a thought about helping them. You know, but then I had things I had to get, and so I had to go my route in Walmart to get the things that I wanted, and I came back, and now they were standing together, and the guy says, Roger, remember me? I said, yes, I do. And he said to his wife, girlfriend, baby mama, whatever the term is now, you know, whatever. He said, you remember? Oh, yeah, I remember him from Hughes County. And we started talking. And they just were so excited to tell me how well they were doing. And they looked good. I mean, they just looked good. And it was like, how could I not see that before, you know? But it was right there. And you know, I mean, I just said, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. You know? And there was a presence in that short period, and I gave them something to help with their groceries, you know? And they knew where it came from. God wants them to have that. You know? Be protective of the presence of God. Be open to his guiding and to his leading, because when we're open to that, then we reap the reward that he has for us. You know? Something that nobody can take away, and it can always be there. It can be one of those sneak outs, you know? Go out to that. Come out. Come out of there. Come out. He doesn't leave us without. And when we get accustomed to that, and when we know that, we can break out. We can break out in praise. We can break out in worship. We can break out. And we can, because we know where the delivered is, and we know where the free is, and we know where the heal is. Bang! Right to him. And, you know, I will guarantee you that they've got all kinds of people coming to, I don't know that they know for sure what to call it. He happened. God happened. And he happens everywhere. He happens everywhere you are. And we get things that happen like that, and they're not putting this out there with a lot of public, but they do let the American Family Association take a little pictures of them and stuff, but they've already warned they're not going to let any famous Christian come in and steal it. And there is already a famous Christian there, Jesus. But it isn't about always knowing exactly what to do or exactly how to do it. It's just going with it, you know. But I guarantee you there will be people that will come and they'll walk in and they... Some will leave because they don't know what to do with it. Because when God's tangible, he's tangible. You can feel him. Some people will run from it. And other people can sit in it and walk out and say, I don't know what the big deal was. But you see, it has to do with entering in. It has to do with the desire to be taken over. It has to do with the desire to get out of whatever's been robbing us and whatever's been defeating us and whatever's been stealing from us. I was thinking last night, I was thinking about you, Duane. Because I was thinking about you. One time Paul was preaching and the presence of God was there to heal. And Jesus, you know, he would just say, reach out your hand. And I think, what am I doing, Lord? And then my wife's limping around. What am I doing, Lord? Well, it ain't up to me, but why not? Why not just come to it? You know, Vicki was bragging this morning that she got her shoe on without having to lean against something. She missed it once, but she got it in there. Healed, free, and delivered. You know? I mean, that's a big deal. It's a big deal. See, that's the thing. Everything about God's a big deal. And as we come into that understanding, guess what? We begin to be taken over by a love of God. But a desire for more of God. We begin to believe free, healed, and delivered. We begin to believe that he just loves us because we come. We begin to believe that he just loves it when we make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He loves it when we just, and I will look up. See, he's not hard to please. The Bible says that he's easy to entreat. Easy to entreat. Yesterday, Shiloh and Jackson flew out to Tennessee, and a grand entrance. Flew out to Tennessee, and my Forrest took them to the airport, and when they all left for the airport at the wee hours of the morning, I thought that poor Taz must have died or was dying. Just crying. I just wanted to cry with it. I thought, oh, my Lord, does that happen every time they leave for work? That poor baby, he must cry. It was just awful, and I felt like chopped liver because Grandpa couldn't even hardly comfort him. He came downstairs, and then he I was supposed to do something about it, and I couldn't do anything about it. They were gone, and after a while, he just laid down with me on the bed, and that was kind of it. But he wouldn't go to sleep. He just lay there, and I just felt bad for him because I knew he was just kind of shaking, and then he... Oh, if they would only come home, if they would only... I want to be like that about the presence of God. Don't ever leave me, Lord. And if you do, may I cry with every bit of intensity that little dog that loved him did. Oh, Lord! Because he promises, when you cry out to me, I will hear you. Folks, I just want to encourage you to come out and be taken over by the love and the presence and the power and the kindness of God. Just God. Just God. It's not about what he can do. We know he can do everything, but he said to us this morning, free, healed, and delivered. And so my body can say that it has it. My hands, I think they're just chopping ice and stuff like that. And so I'm just declaring that they're just getting back to being strong, you know. But in the night, sometimes I have to come out of a fear that the enemy tries to put on me, that there's some kind of disease in my hands. And then I say to the Lord, oh, Lord, you know that I need my hands. You know, I need them. I got to do this, and I need my hands. And then I said, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I don't have to have my hands to worship you. You don't need my hand, but I really like my hands to work, Lord. I need them to work. I was holding something for my son-in-law yesterday while he was trying to fix it, and he was saying, what if I slip? I said, well, if you slip, it's best if it's my right hand, because I can doesn't matter what you do to it, I can hold the pick with two fingers, you know, and I can work around that. And I thought, no, it's not all right. You know? Come out of that thinking. You know, we need to come out. And the way we come out is we to go in. And God says, abide in me. Abide in me. You're the free and the healed and the delivered. And the presence of God is always present. And I pray that the thing in Kentucky goes all over the world. And you know, but I also thought about that one time, and I thought, okay, so what are we going to do? Are we going to sit here for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever? What would we do with the 500 people we would have to add on, you know? I mean, but the thing is, you know, what would we do? I said, well, I ain't going to be scared of that. God can handle that. But you see, we have to, I love it wherever people experience God. And I want us, I want you, I want more, you're, all I need is more of you, Lord. That's all any of you need is more of him. You just need more of him. And we need to get together, because then we experience more of him together, and we encourage one another in love. We need that, but all, Jesus, you're all I need. You're all I need. He's all we need. Everything else comes from the fullness of God. So let's stir ourselves up. Let's remember free, healed, and delivered. Let's remember God just likes us. Just likes us. Cast down. down those imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. You know? Get fired up. Hallelujah. Yeah, man. I'm going to go into heaven like this if that's how I go into heaven. I'm going to be fired up. I'm going to be, because he's so good. 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 Allah. That's it, sister preacher. You know, let him take over. Let him. Amen. Lord, all we can say is, A.M., take me over. Amen. Take me over. Take me over. I want to stay in. If I find myself out, I'm going to come out because I'm coming to you, Lord. And I'm so thankful, Lord, that you look favorably upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.